Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always, if you're shy, send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes at the NPR shop. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Deborah from Babylon, New York.
Now, Babylon, that's in Long Island, right?
It is.
I've always imagined, I've never been there, but I always imagined you'd be driving out of Long Island past the, you know, the Levittowns and the other suburbs, and there looming in front of you would be the golden palaces of Babylon. Is it like that?
Not quite.
No. Well, do you know why it's called Babylon?
I've never known.
Does it have hanging gardens?
It absolutely does not have hanging gardens.
How about a whore? Does it have a whore of Babylon?
No.
I'm disappointed.
I feel now we're really lacking.
I know. See what you can do about that.
It likely has a whore.
I guess I just haven't found it.
Yeah. You probably didn't seek it out.
Deborah, it's very nice to have you with us. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here's your first limerick.
Since my high forehead has a bright glare, I'd like transplants from those who can share. Those who left earthly cares outspeak to their heirs. All I want is the thick head of
hair.
Right. Very good. Science has finally come up with a surefire practical way for bald men to get a full head of hair. The only downside? It involves finding a donor corpse. That's right. Thanks to transplantation expert Maria Simoneau, best known for her work in facial transplants, Simoneau told an audience at the International Society of Hair Restoration Surgeries convention, there's a party.
They're looking for dead people with good hair? Boy, Larry King better watch his back.
Anyway, she says she thinks it'll be possible someday soon to transplant an entire scalp full of hair from one person to another. That news led to cheers, but it also had some negative side effects, such as a crazed mob of armed bald men who were last seen pursuing Fabio through the streets of L.A.
But whatever somebody would have wants. To donate their hair, right? You couldn't just dig up a body and take its hair. Is that correct?
No, I think you'd have to. I think people would have to donate their hair in the way that they donate their bodies to science or research. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, your accident victims would, you know, much in the same way they harvest organs, that they would.
So just before you, like, you're on the side of the road and you're crushed beneath your van and your.
Thank God he was wearing a hat.
All right, here's your next limerick, Deborah.
This bug who's been eating our cloth, perhaps he'll do well in a broth, or sautéed in some butter to soften the flutter. Australians are eating the
moth.
Right, very good. Australians are suffering a plague of moths. So what to do? Serve them with a nice Pinot Noir. According to Chef Jean-Paul Brunteau, quote, they have a lovely popcorn flavor like hazelnut, unquote. Brunteau recommends pulling off the wings and popping the moths in the oven with a splash of canola oil, or putting them through a coffee blender and sprinkling them into an omelet, pancake, or crepe. The moths are not the perfect food, however. They contain high levels of arsenic. And worse than that, 3 ounces of moth abdomen has as much fat as a Big Mac.
I've had butterfly shrimp.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you're rarely plagued by those.
No, yeah, that's cool. Butterfly.
All right, Deborah, here is your last limerick.
Cooking for kids can be tricky. All food except noodles is icky. But your chef's off the hook. It's not how you cook, but your genes that make young eaters...
sticky?
Not sticky.
Not although sticky. They are that.
Yeah.
Picky!
Yes! How many times have we been there? Listen, young man, you're going to eat those moths or no dessert for you. Picky, yes. Parents, are you frustrated by the fact that all your kids want to eat are tater tots and chicken nuggets? Well, scientists have figured out who's to blame for your kids' finicky eating habits. And guess what? It's you. Picky eaters are born, not made, so it is not your kids' fault that those peas taste disgusting. They're genetically programmed to react that way. According to the study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, picky eating is 78% genetic and 22% environmental. So in other words, that makes it 78% you and 22% your crappy cooking. Carl, how did Deborah do in our quiz?
Deborah had three correct answers, Peter. Deborah, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Deborah.